Finally, to end off this chapter, I'll leave you with something which is not in the book, but which is a formula which I have, which I was first introduced to some 20 years ago and has had, I think, quite an important impact in my own life. It's performance is equal to potential minus interference. Looked upon it mathematically, you could say 10 is equal to 14 minus 4, or 6 is equal to 18 minus 8. On any given day, my performance is equal to my potential, but sometimes I have interferences. Look upon it in an athletic environment. We have in Sweden some very talented long jumpers and high jumpers, and we know that these talented jumpers are capable of performing up to their potential. They can jump very high or very long, but on a given day they might not perform up to their potential. It could be that there are certain interferences. It could be physical, they're not well. It could have been that it was a rainy surface and this affected them in some way. Or it could be that mentally they were focused somewhere else, perhaps someone in their family had recently died or something like that. And this could also affect their performance, although we know what they are capable of, we know their potential. In this regard, could this be a formula that you could use for yourself in your language teaching situation, and a reminder for your students that this is a situation that they might have? So on any given day, a person broke up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or hassle at home or something, these all affect a student's potential. And the same is for yourself. You cannot control the interferences, but you can influence them. And by being aware about them, maybe you can increase performance on any given day. And ways of reducing interference are things like breathing exercises, calm exercises. If you know that your pupils have had idrott, physical education, the lesson before your English lesson, then it might be worthwhile to plan the kind of work you're doing differently for that lesson compared to another day when they might start off with English. So being aware of interferences can help in performing up to our potential.